A new study says the loss of upstate New York's nuclear power plants could lead to higher electricity prices. The study, which was commissioned by local nuclear plant labor unions, comes as the fate of some nuclear facilities are in jeopardy. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
The three upstate nuclear power plants, Fitzpatrick, Ginnay, and Nine Mile, directly and indirectly support nearly 25,000 jobs in the state. That's one of the findings in a new study from the economic consultant Brattle Group. The analysis finds that nuclear power has higher long-term costs, including more employees, than its alternatives, which means more tax revenues for the state. One of the authors of the study, Dean Murphy, says the closure of these plants could have a domino effect.
The loss of the nuclear plants will put a drag on the economy, not just the direct effect of the plant's workers or even the goods and services that are provided to those workers, but much more broadly, because all customers pay for electricity, and if they pay more for electricity, they have less left over to spend on other items.
Murphy says without these plants, New Yorkers would spend $1.7 billion more a year on electricity than they do now because nuclear fuel is cheaper than the cost of fossil fuels. Because nuclear plants buy their fuel in bulk and they operate around the clock, their prices go up and down as the market demands. The study was commissioned because the Fitzpatrick plant in Oswego County faces closure due to falling energy prices, and the state subsidies that support the Ginnay nuclear power plant nearby Rochester expire in 2017. Ted Scrippon is president of the IBEW Local Union 97, which represents 300 Fitzpatrick employees and helped pay for the study to show lawmakers the value of these plants.
These plants, two of them are in jeopardy today. Two more could be there tomorrow. I have to ask the question, where's the power coming from?
Scrippon says New York needs to find a way to help make its nuclear power plants more profitable. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.
Now, the study's findings also have implications for the debate on renewable energy as a replacement for nuclear power. Environmentalists have said that Fitzpatrick should be closed and that plant could be converted into a clean power-generating facility. We'll hear more on the debate over renewable energy tomorrow on Morning Edition.